Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Light original podcast.
Is a Go Loud original podcast. This is our wedding special series. Neve is definitely not across from me, very much in Rome. As you listen to this, Neve is away getting married, but we want all our lovely listeners to feel like they're there with us. So we have a four-part mini-series unveiling all of the final wedding details. So you can check out our Instagram page, Unveiled Pod, and you can get in touch with us there, or you can email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com. Right, so I am coming to you as a humble bride-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the end, you've made it.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get any like tips. Do you have any lessons, like any regrets? Anything you do different?
Yeah.
It's a pretty heavy question.
I know, I'm trying to think properly. Do I have any regrets? I probably regret a little bit. Not really, because I kind of enjoyed it, but I'd say it would be a lot easier to hand everything over to a planner and paying that price just to like have someone take over. However, I am a bit of a control freak that I've learned during this wedding process and not being having control of my hen, even though I had control over my Dublin hen. To have like that lack of control would probably drive me bananas. So that's why I kind of took the lead.
Is that why you didn't go for one?
Yeah, because I actually, when I inquired one when I was in Portugal, they just like did everything and it was like great, but I was like, yeah, but I don't know. And there was loads of like little things that I wanted to do and I just didn't think, I don't know, I just kind of put it on myself. So there's definitely elements to that. Like I've definitely carried a lot of the wedding stuff and Jamie won't mind me saying that. Now he's done like a lot of the but like in terms of creative,
the vibes
and getting everything done.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know what's going on. He does, he has an idea.
But I think
like,
that's
normal.
Yeah.
It is normal. I definitely would... Don't leave anything to the last minute. There's just been a couple of things, I suppose a little bit out of our control, but you forget how fast the wedding comes around. Like I can't believe it came up so quickly and then it was 2 weeks before the wedding before I knew it and there was like still a couple of things that I needed to tick off. I would definitely have your bridal party sorted. Now I have my bridal party sorted apart from one of my bridesmen just lives in London, so that was kind of hard to manage and he had to run off into one of the places and get a suit sorted, like get a different suit size. And I was a bit stressed because obviously I was like, oh, I can't see it, can't be there for him and then returning it and all that kind of thing. I definitely organise all the bridal party stuff as far as you can in advance and just get them ticked off.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think, is there, like, I've kind of enjoyed the wedding process so far. I have an amazing man of honour. I feel like, Nessa, pick a person in your bridal party, whether it be a maid of honour or just give them, ask them to have that role and be like...
See, I kind of want to just everyone to be maid of honour energy.
Okay, well then, there you go. Well, you have me there, honey.
Yeah, I know. Like, everybody has different strengths.
Yeah, and that's...
So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's really nice to like lean on those, their strengths and what they have.
I'm like, guys, use your firing squad, play to your strengths, use your tactics.
Yeah. And like at the end of the day, like everything works better when you're in like a team environment.
Fuck me, Frank is.
Oh God.
If there was like a man of honor, maid of honor, person of honor, world championship, I truly think Frank would win.
I know, me too.
And that's not even me trying to be sweet. It's just fact.
I know. And he's so like kind of humble about it because he's just like kind of like, he knows he's good, but it's also his job. He works in events and he's a PA. So he... And also, I just feel like the gays walk quicker, do things faster. They've a bit of a quicker pep in their step. Like, Frank is always, like, 5 metres ahead of me and I'm, like, chasing after him. They're always moving quicker and doing shit quicker.
Place to go, people to see.
Exactly. Always moving around, well, quicker than I am. But he was amazing. Definitely, I think, have someone that you can lean on for everything in that regard, whether it be logistics, like, you know, advice, like have your person, because I've truly leaned on him and he's been incredible. Because he can't, like, you can take it on yourself, but like, what's the point? Share the load, and that's why you have a bridal party.
Yeah, literally, like, that's what you employ them for.
Yeah. But actually, when I think about what stressed me out, it was definitely like the RSVPs. I would definitely do like at least 3 or like 4 months in advance to have your final RSVPs. I think we had 2 months or three, maybe 2 months in advance. And like, people just don't get back to you. And then they're and then you have to chase them. And then you feel bad for chasing it. And then you're like, have people that like can't come or they pull out. And for like obvious, like kind of not, like some reasons have been so valid and others.
Yeah, of course. Life just gets in the
way.
But I do think that like, if somebody doesn't RSVP to me, I'm just assuming that's a no.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I know. But there's just a few people that we've had to follow up with, and that's fine. But you know what it is? And I was actually talking to another bride about this. It's like pulling out like 2 days before, and like you still have to pay for them. Yeah, that's tough. Now, I don't think, look, it doesn't matter. We've budgeted for that amount of people. But I
you're
going
to pay it anyway.
You're going to pay it anyway. But it's just, it's those moments where, but then sometimes it can't be helped. Sometimes you just have
a valid reason, fine, but like,
sometimes you just have these people that don't really give a fuck, and you're like, I don't know why I was whiting you anyway. Okay. Now, it hasn't happened in my arena, but I do know people that it's happened to them. Like, even the night before the wedding, one of my friends, someone couldn't come, and it was the night before the wedding. I'm like, and actually, what it did was it kind of fucked up the table plan as well. Actually, what I found kind of enjoyable was doing the table plan.
I can't wait to do mine. I think it's like you're playing God.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? Yeah.
And you're like, it's nearly like psychological. You're like, right, who's going to vibe with who?
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Now, in fairness, because I was, it's, you know what's so good about a wedding? That you bring everyone together on the hen and the stag. Because everyone meshes really well, like, as you know.
Yeah.
And then they're so ready for the wedding then. Yeah. Like, even having my little Dublin hen, I had Jamie's auntie and my mum was there, my auntie was there, a couple of people who couldn't make the actual hen came to that hen, and everyone was kind of mixing well. So I do feel like definitely don't do a hen, because people like really vibe before it.
Yeah.
And then know each other then going to the wedding. So my table plan journey was actually so good. But then I'm lucky because I actually did panic about my family situation at one point, just, you know, family dynamics can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
And I was like, where am I going to place this person and that person? And then thankfully it all worked out in the end. But I have heard horror stories of people of like in-laws not talking, and like sisters and brothers not talking, and they're all like kind of here, there and everywhere. And like, that's really hard.
Yeah, I know. I just think like people need to just not think about themselves for one day.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Now, I do hope my wedding will turn out the way it is, but I've mentioned this before, I am rolling the dice with a couple of things. But then when I actually thought about it, but just like, I've given them a brief, but like, I don't...
Them?
There's like...
Oh yeah, the venue.
The venue. So I gave two people a brief in the venue, and then a girl who's doing like my table plans and my florist and stuff. I'm just going by her photos.
Yeah.
Like, I have no samples of what she does. She hasn't sent me anything, but you're just kind of going.
But like, everything's going to be gorgeous on the day. Like, yeah. You're just like, it's going to be the whole thing. It's not going to be like a PE hall. Do you know what I mean?
No, of course
it couldn't
not.
Look ugly. Like, it's such a gorgeous venue, and you'll be on cloud nine anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was thinking, there was one point where I was like worried about the weather. And I think it's so important to have plan A and plan B.
100%.
It could rain at any point. Yeah. So I have that sorted, which I feel so, I'm like, if it fucking rains, it rains. At least I've plan B. Yeah. A lot of people just rely so much. Be like, I really want to have, I actually know two brides. They're like, no, it's June in Ireland, or June. I think it was, June in Portugal. I went to a wedding and it actually pissed down. Now, we finally got clear skies just for the ceremony to be outside.
Yeah.
But by the skin of our teeth.
Like, remember Shiva's wedding in June?
Oh my God, yes.
Booked it
down.
It might as well have been like January.
Yeah, and I was kind of, it was a real grey, gloomy day.
But it was like, it was gorgeous. Like, it was still so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I think for a bride, when you rely on the weather so much.
If you go abroad.
Yeah, and I've just decided not to do that. And I'm like, whatever happens, happens. And you can't control the weather, do you know?
Yeah. Are you doing table plan names, or are you just doing
numbers? Yeah.
So
my table plan names are all of our kind of favourite places in Dublin that we've done.
Oh, lovely.
So your table is Mother.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. We have the Storyteller, obviously.
Oh, wow. Is that yours, top table?
No, it's not. No. Peruke and Perwig.
Oh, yeah.
That's me and Jamie went on our first date there. Then I have Daly's Bar, which is a place in Clare. I have Chaplin's is a bar that we went on our date, our second date, which is actually Jamie's groomsman's family's pub.
My
real
dad
sweet.
Loves that pub as
Does
well?
He?
It's a Tipperary pub, apparently.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, my God, it is, I think.
Yeah, I think, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's actually so true. They have family and tip.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Then we have like Sheehan's, we've Neary's. Yeah, we have a few. We've like Mama T's, it's called. It's the place where we go when we go skiing. It's like a little bar
That.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
And then we've Bingo Loco as a table. That's one of our tables because that's where we met, but it's actually all the crew. So when I met Jamie, I met like six of his friends. So his friends are going to be on that table with all the girls. So yeah, we're naming tables after our favourite place. But what I actually did was, you're actually going to find this out now, but like that's fine.
Fine.
Our table plan, you know the way your table plan is like, and then you have all the tables, but they're actually all going to be on vinyls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the sticker in the middle is, we'll have like the
list.
The table name. So it looks like the Chaplin's vinyl. It looks like Bingo Loco vinyl.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And then the names are going to be just scattered on the vinyl.
Oh my God, you should definitely try keep them.
Yeah, no, I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Like, get them all framed together. So yeah. So cute.
So that's like our table plan. There was like loads of things that I actually really enjoyed doing.
Mm.
And I kind of did like the vinyls myself. Like I got the stickers made myself, ordered the vinyls on Amazon. And then I did, our wedding favours are going to be limoncello bottles. And I, like honestly, Timu, limoncello bottles. I got so many of them. And then I got stickers on Timu too. They're lovely clear stickers.
I saw them. I helped put one or two on.
You did? Oh my God, you did. And then we're going for like a disco vibe theme. So there's going to be like, hopefully, discos coming out of the ceiling, disco balls coming out of the ceiling.
Stunning.
So it's going to be like a music disco vibe. That's like the theme.
What's the entertainment for your day then? Did you get, you tell me the music, I can't remember. Yeah.
So we have, we got this band called The Gloves. It's like basically Borgo. I recommend everyone, when you get married in the Borgo, this band. is the band to get.
Perfect.
But it's really sweet. So I actually have Jamie's two friends singing me down the aisle and singing us out.
Aww.
Which is sweet. And then we just have music by The Gloves. And then the band starts, which is like an 8-piece band.
Wow.
And they're meant to be really, really good.
Is that The Glove?
That is The Gloves. And then for day two, we're flying out Bingo Loco.
Oh my fucking God.
Because that's where me and Jamie met.
It's going to be such
so fun. I'm letting out all the surprises here. I haven't really told
you. I was like to David, right, we need to pretend we're drinking on day two, right? Get everyone locked and then we're going to go for gold and try win Bingo Loco.
Yeah.
Try get a holiday out of it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, we've already spoken about it.
Yeah.
No one will know because it's too late. That's our tactic.
Yeah. So me and Jim are really excited because it's basically where we met and it's such a special place in our heart. Mm. And
I've never done Bingo Loco.
What?
No.
Oh my God, Ness, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's just like dancing, thing on the tables, bingo, winning stuff. People are doing like challenges on top of the stage. I told them PG, but sometimes people do be trying to eat bananas and I was like, we won't be doing that. We're doing like cute twerking things or any silly stuff. PG stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we're having like a 3-day wedding. So welcome party, obviously the wedding day and then day two.
Gosh.
So it's all go. But I've actually really enjoyed, and I think anyone who's getting married, and people have told me this, enjoy the process as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you're getting married and like then you're getting married and it's over. And I think the enjoyment should be in the process as much as, you know, the day, because the day just goes.
Yeah.
And I actually, even though, don't get me wrong, there's times I've wanted to slap the head off Jamie. Not that I'm anyway sort of physical. I obviously wouldn't.
You haven't really been that stressed at all.
No, I've been chill.
You really haven't.
Yeah.
You're kind of in your element with it.
Yeah. Sorry, that's probably really harsh. I slapped the head, I meant.
I probably deserved it.
You know what I mean? Obviously, would never. But in my head, I'm like, oh my God, come on. But like, obviously, there's moments of tension when, and the one thing that actually gets you the most tension is the financial end of things. Like, weddings are just so expensive.
Especially when you bought a house.
Yeah. And I think the most important thing to do is just make sure you're giving yourself enough time to save for the wedding that you want.
Yeah.
And sometimes the smaller weddings are almost the best and 100%. Intimate, you know?
Like,
it's really just what you want as a couple.
Try not lose the plot.
Yeah, exactly. But I know for Jamie, we just wanted all of our favourite people and we wanted to throw a party and that was the main thing we wanted to do.
Mm.
And I know a couple of friends of ours and family members, they want it really small and intimate in a dinner, but that suits them down to the ground too.
Yeah.
So you just probably need to figure out what you want as a couple
mm-hmm.
and that's all that matters. And
well, that's your big tip, I would say.
That's my big, big tip and I just really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And delegate as much as you can. I wish I kind of delegated more, even though I have.
You wouldn't anyway.
No, I probably wouldn't.
You'd pair it back off them.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I've really enjoyed it. And yeah.
Well, it's been an honour Ms. Gill. Are you Miss Gill?
No,
Miss
I'm going Gill. To be Niamh Cullen Gill.
Yeah.
For my passport for the kids eventually, the kids, please God. But no, I'm keeping my name. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not slating Jamie's family here. He will agree with me. Like, Gill isn't great. Sounds, I just don't.
I've never heard of a Gill before.
Yeah, either have I. So it just reminds me of a fish.
Yeah, same.
Like a gill. So yeah.
I feel like I should say something profound to you, but you're a thorn in my side. And I'll save it for the wedding.
Oh.
No, we want to wish you well.
Profound.
Yeah, I'll be up all night on ChatGPT. Okay, thanks for listening. Unveiled is a Go Loud original podcast, and there'll be a new episode of this wedding mini-series out very soon, so keep an eye for that. And you can get in touch with us on unveiled@goloudnow.com or our Instagram as well, unveiledpod.
And actually, surprise, surprise, I'll have the future husband, which will be my husband when you're listening to this, on the pod.
Woo-woo!
Jamie Gill will be live in your ears. So, yeah, that's
I'm going to try and make you do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh my God, for the laugh,
yeah,
we should.
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up. Love it.
Tune in, bitches.
Bye!
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.